Welcome back, and joining me now with his take on what's played itself out on the market scene today is Nesan Nayar from Sasfin Securities. Nesan, thanks so much for your time this evening. So like I say, we've got all eyes on third quarter earnings that have started filtering through stateside. And while we have had JP Morgan Chase exceeding market expectations with its results, there's still a lot of concern about what rising inflation is going to mean for this earnings picture as we move forward. US inflation accelerating slightly in September already. How have you done? Digested it all?
Yeah, Alicia, good evening. I think you hit the nail on the head there. This is going to be all about the third quarter earnings in the US. And, you know, although JP Morgan's results, I think, were better than expected, you know, the share price actually was off about 2.5% at the open. I'm not sure exactly where it is right now, but I think the market is showing, to me anyway, you know, signs of nervousness. There could even be potentially some profit being taken off the table on the local markets. You know, the resources shares were down, but resources prices or commodity prices were actually still quite buoyant, I thought, especially on the precious metal side and on the thermal coal side. Okay, oil was slightly down. So even with a stronger rand, you know, one got the sense that potentially people were looking to take some of those profits off the table as we move towards you know, the end of the year. I think a lot of concerns, a lot of focus actually on that US inflation number. I think the highest in, I don't know, was it 12 years or something like that, over 5% on an annualized basis. I think this theme of sort of higher inflation in the sort of medium to longer term starting to take hold now in the market. And I think people on that basis are probably thinking it makes sense just to take some risk off the table to see where all.
When it comes to that picture locally, Nesan, you know, we've got to be pretty discerning here because it's a rising cost base that's going to be in, you know, fueling our inflation print more so than anything else, if the latest retail sales print is anything to go by, for one. So talk us through that and, you know, how different, if at all, a scenario we're looking at locally.
Yeah, so this is the debate I think a lot of the investors are having on the local markets. You know, on the one hand, you've got very low inflation, current inflation, if I can call it that, around about 3.5%, which is on the low end of the scale. But we all know that the oil price is shot up above $80. In fact, petrol has been increasing steadily in South Africa now, being a very big input into our economy and into our inflation index. Remember, it's a big determinant of transport costs and of heating costs and of food costs as well. A big component there is that fuel price. You know, my sense is that we're going to see higher inflation in the medium term, and by medium term, I mean even by next year this time. The question is, you know, what does the Reserve Bank do? Because we're going to have to go to much higher interest rates, and I don't know how quick that's going to take place at a time that's still very fragile in the economy. You know, the high frequency data is telling us that to an extent you've got an improvement in the vehicle market, which of course is dependent on interest rates, big input factor into the level of activity that we have in car sales. And the data we saw this week showed that massive improvements in car sales, I think, because of that. But also house prices are also starting to come up as well. You know, anecdotally, that seems to be the things that are being driven by this low interest rate environment. But then, of course, you know, how long does it last? I think that's the question we need to ask ourselves.
Not only on that front, but when it comes to the local unit as well, how long does strength like this last? 1481 against the greenback. What have you made of that movement today?
Yeah, so, you know, tough one to reconcile again because the resources shares were sold off. You know, the currency you would have expected to weaken in sympathy, but that didn't really take place. So I'm just wondering whether there are very long dollar positions and short rand positions that are being unwound, especially because that U.S. inflation, if it has to take hold, you know, is going to inevitably create a weaker dollar against all currencies in the world, especially the major currencies, but even the rand as well.
Nesan, very quickly, your stock pick this evening?
I'm going to go for the preference shares, the bank preference shares, actually. Take your pick, Standard Bank, First Rand, APSA, Nedbank. I think ever since Nedbank announced that it was planning to buy back those preference shares, it's added a shot in the arm, if I can use that term, for the bank preference shares. For preference shareholders, this is the relief they've been waiting for a long time.
Let's leave it there, Nesan. Always a pleasure. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Nesan Nayar from Sasfin Securities.